I was optimistic enough as the new kid in town. I earnestly penned a semi-autobiographical story. I shopped it around to all the big-time houses. I spent long evenings dreaming of authorial glory. But I only got one form letter back, and it thanked me for thinking of their imprint. They couldn't use my story, but they were so very glad that I'd sent it. It was not a big success. In fact, it stunk up the joint. Little did I know that this was the way it always would be. Because no matter what I tried, it crawled in a hole and died. The single thing I got good at was being a rejectee. I've been damned with faint praise and kindly asked to go away. My prose has been compared to excretia. I've sent stories to little magazines, some practically microscopic. One said I wrote like surgery without anesthesia, which was a little cold. So that was not a big success. It was all so depressing. Then I turned my hand to writing pop songs. I sent them to a website, got into an ugly song fight, and found a brand new place where I didn't belong. It's all been quite distressing, so hard to see the point of it. One dark night I decided to write again. It was a suicide note to the world explaining my decision. Magically from a never was to a has been. It was a big success. The Times said the note was masterly. Now it's being turned into a movie for TV. A musical version of my note has been downloaded a million times. And teenage girls visit my plot just to be near me. It doesn't do me much good at this point, but anyway, it just goes to show, if you want to be a success in what you write, just write what you know.